Okie dokie, folks. Thank you for your patience while we get going. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 5:15. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to new members of council, returning members of council, guests, speaker applicants, everyone that's here. I want to thank you all for coming. My name is Craig Turner. I am the outgoing speaker of council. So as part of my job, one of my last tasks is to facilitate this meeting until you guys get a new speaker in place and get your new meeting schedule set up, and then you guys will take over in May. So before I do any other announcements, because these need to be done beforehand, if you haven't already, please make sure that you fill out a couple of things that are available there. There's extra copies there. One is the council information form. This is just some information we collect from you so that we can get in touch with you. And the more important one is this confidentiality agreement. The reason why this is important is we need this before we can move in camera. Before you can be in the room while we move in camera. The first thing we do, speaker applications have to be done in camera. So this is why we need these done right away. So if you haven't already, please come down, grab one of these. If you don't have a pen, maybe ask one of your neighbors if you can borrow theirs. And just ask somebody nearby to just witness for you on the back page. Other than that, if you wouldn't mind doing that while I go through a couple of things, hopefully that'll all be taken care of by the time we get to that point in the meeting. I want to introduce Nicole. Nicole is our admin assistant to Students Council, so she keeps the trains running on time for council. So you will get to know her well throughout the year as well. She'll be sending you agendas and so on and so forth. With that, we can start with attendance. I'm going to assume that when I say counselor, I mean counselor-elect, and when I say president, I mean president-elect from a technical sense, but it just saves me using a bunch of extra titles. It's going to be weird to have these names, though. I'm so used to this year's. President Lau.
Present.
Vice President Ordzuk.
Present.
As well, if I mispronounce your name, please correct me. My apologies. Your names are all complicated. Vice President Kinda. I believe she is here. Vice President Hodgson.
Present.
Vice President Diaz.
Present.
Governor Hansra.
Present.
Councillor Allard.
Present.
Councillor Chen.
Present.
Thank you. Councillor Bannister.
Present.
Councillor Mohammed.
Present.
Councillor Sleeman.
Present.
Councillor Zhang.
Present.
Councillor Jaddick.
Present.
Councillor Grulke. Councillor Bryce. Councillor Babatunde. I'm sorry? Babatunde? Thank you. Councillor Horvat.
Present.
Councillor Fedoski. Fedoski. Thank you. Councillor Jacobson.
Here.
Councillor Wong.
Present.
Councillor Garg.
Present.
Councillor Gar. Councillor Khan.
Present.
Councillor Krutzi.
Present.
Councillor Morris.
Present.
Councillor MacDoom.
Present.
Councillor Bhatia.
Yes.
Councillor Hooper.
Yes.
Councillor Champagne. No Councillor Champagne. Councillor Binchik. Councillor Zenadine. Councillor Kwan. Okay, thank you. Councillor Peak. Councillor Juan. Oh, sorry, Councillor Huang. It's written on here as Huang, so H-W-A-N. So we'll get that corrected on the next 10 sheet. I didn't even look at the first name. My apologies. Councillor Farouk.
Farouk.
Yep. Farouk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Hudson. Thank you. And I am here. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't remembered everyone's names in that exercise, so I might ask you, if I recognize you throughout this meeting, to just lift up your placard so that I can catch your name, so that I can recognize you properly. So if you haven't already, if you wouldn't mind grabbing your placard from here, if for some reason you don't have a placard, let Nicole know and we can get one created for you. This just needs to be corrected.
Okay.
And while Nicole is going through through the checklist just to make sure we've gotten non-disclosure agreements from everybody. I'm going to go through a couple other details. If you are done with those non-disclosure agreements, please send them back up to the front. So as I think we discussed, and you should have received a welcome email from me, as was discussed in that that email, this is sort of a pre-meeting. So we deal with three things at this meeting. The first is electing a speaker for next year. The second is setting the annual meeting schedule for the 2014-2015 council. And the third is nominating members of council to the various council committees. There is a list of a little bit of information about each of the committees that's on here. There are also a few folks that were on council from last year that, if there are any questions when this comes up, might be able to answer some questions that come up if they sat on that given committee. Before we get to all that, for those of you that are new, I'm going to give you a sort of a really quick orientation into how we typically do this. So if you're unfamiliar with Robert's Rules of Order, we do conduct students' council meetings in the style of Robert's Rules of Order. It is a big, exciting, 700-page small print read. If you want to put yourself to sleep, I strongly recommend it. But that's why you have a speaker. It's my job, and your speaker elect's job will be to navigate you through that. So in this meeting, for those of you that are unfamiliar with how Robert's Rules works, I encourage you to ask me. You know, feel free to raise your hand and ask a question. I'm not going to be too much of a stickler this meeting on parliamentary procedure and so on. But as the year goes on, you'll start to understand a little bit more about Robert's Rules, and I suspect you'll be asked to follow it a little bit more closely than you perhaps have at this meeting. Suffice to say that if you need to make a motion to amend or something like that, you do it in a certain form. Let's say if you want to amend the meeting schedule that's presented, and again, if you wanted to do that, just raise your hand or raise your placard, and I can recognize you and walk you through how you might want to do that. How are we doing with non-disclosure? Okay, we will need a couple of minutes. So what I will do while we're doing that is walk you through the process of how we would elect a new speaker. And for your reference, these guidelines are outlined in Standing Orders of Students' Council, which again is sort of another set of our rule books. So if you are interested in how we operate in terms of standing orders, you are welcome to read standing orders. They're available online on the council website. What we'll do after we've confirmed everyone signed a confidentiality agreement is we will distribute copies of all of the resumes and cover letters for the folks that... My apologies. First, we will vote to move in camera. Basically, what that means is that everything that happens during an in-camera session is confidential. So part of this non-disclosure agreement is you agreeing that you won't disclose things outside of in-camera sessions that happen in in-camera sessions, which is why we need to have these forms filled out, because it deals with HR matters and so on, so we need to keep those confidential. Once we move in camera, Councillor Corbett? Current councillors, let me double check in bylaw. Let me double check here.
I trust the lawyer with the bylaws.
Okay. So, access to information is, for those of you that are new to this, or for those of you that aren't, for that matter, access to students' union information is governed by SU Bylaw 500. It says who can and can't have access to certain information. It says that members of council have access to confidential information. What that means is that they could access transcripts or recordings or so on of in-camera minutes. That being said, it's at council's will as to who they want to have in the room and not have in the room. I'm going to assume, unless someone from sort of next year's council makes a motion otherwise, that the only people that are going to be expected to be in the room during the interviews are next year's council. That's not to say that this year's council couldn't go and access the recordings. That's their entitlement as a current member of council to do so. But barring a directive from council otherwise, I have to assume the only people that they want to have in the room are people that are meant to be in the room for an in-camera session of next year's council. Does that answer your question? Okay. Where was I? Okay, so once we move in camera, you'll each be provided copies of cover letters and resumes for all of our applicants. We will go one by one in alphabetical order. Each applicant will be invited into the room. They'll be able to give a two-minute spiel as to why they want to be your speaker. And then members of council will be able to ask them questions as they'd like. There's no sort of hard time limit on questions and so on. I will reserve the right to moderate a little bit if I feel the need to. But otherwise, we just sort of go as long as there are questions. We'll do that for each candidate after that. Once we've done that, then there will be a secret ballot vote where you'll all vote. It's a preferential ballot, so similar to what we have for SU executive elections. I can explain exactly how that works when we get to that point. And then I will inform the applicants after privately, and then we will proceed with the second part of our meeting, which is the meeting schedule, and then whomever the successful applicant is will take over for the first meeting of next year's actual Students' Council, which at this point is currently slated for May the 6th. Are there any questions? I'll talk to the applicants separately, but are there any questions from members of council as to how that speaker selection process will work? Governor Hansra.
So, just to clarify, you will be the new speaker once this new speaker is selected. We'll take over the rest of today's council.
The bylaw says they're not actually supposed to. It says that the outgoing speaker is supposed to chair. I don't want to put them necessarily on the spot. That being said, I can have a conversation with them, and if they have a strong desire to do so, then I have no objection to that. Councillor Bishop.
How will the transition look like for the new speaker?
There's no formal transition process other than... in terms of sort of governing authority, powers transferred to the new council at your first sort of actual meeting next year, which, like I said, is currently scheduled for May 6th. In terms of information sharing and transition and so on, there's no formal process, but of course I intend to meet with the successful applicant and go through a bit more of an informal process. The manager of Discover Governance is also taking on a role with speaker and CRO transition, and so she will be involved with that process as well. Barring any other questions, Nicole, how are we doing?
Good.
Okay.
Just a couple of the returning council members.
Okay. Who am I missing from? The stars are the folks I'm missing from.
But I don't do anything.
They looks like it's all returning folks. You're technically covered until the end of April, although you'll need to sign, any returning folks will need to sign another non-disclosure agreement for next year. Let's see, Councillor Bannister, Councillor Muhammad, Vice President Hodgson, you probably have already signed NDAs. Vice President Ordzik and Vice President Diaz, have you guys signed one yet?
No, we have it here.
Okay.
I think ours are at the end of this table.
Ah, perfect.
I don't know if it's really,
okay.
That
one will need, but it's not as important for this. So what I'll do is I'll just let Nicole mark that. While that's going on, I'm going to grab one of these. If the speaker applicants want to just come with me outside the room, and I will answer a couple of questions. Yes, Councilor Perwish.
For electing the speaker, do you need a 50% vote, or is it whoever has the vote?
It is. You need a 50% vote. It's a preferential ballot, so what will happen is if you don't get a majority, like a 50 plus one majority on the first ballot.
The same as elections before.
Exactly, yeah. So we knock off the last place person and then redistribute their votes.
Okay.
Councillor Shea?
And if we don't select the speaker today, then we'll...
We would go through the process again. We would reopen. So none of the above is an option on the ballot. We would reopen applications and we would go through the speaker processes again at a later date. Okay. Speaker applicants, if you want to meet me outside as well, any guests, you might as well leave now because we are going to have to move in camera for this. You're welcome to wait outside and I can let you know when we're done with in-camera sessions, and then you're welcome to come back in for the rest of the meeting. Thank you.
want to be scouted?
Shredding it already. I know you got a full year ahead of you now.
Okay, folks, at this point, I would look favorably upon a motion to move in camera. Councillor Bannister, thank you very much. Seconded by Councillor Morris. This motion, Councillor Bannister, do you have any introduction to this motion?
It's important to move in camera.
You're getting into debate. There you go. Is there any debate on the motion to move in camera? I always ask if there's any debate on a motion in case you're curious what's going on here. Seeing no debate, we will vote. All those in favor of moving in camera, please raise your placard. All those opposed... Okay, that motion carries. We are in camera. So again, thank you, folks. We have conducted a vote, and I've been able to inform the candidates. The successful candidate is Mr. Sadiq Suman.
There's a tradition in governance that whenever there's a new speaker, the speaker doesn't want to have to come up there, and that he won't have to force him up there. So President Lau and I are going to carry the speaker to the front. It's just really awkward.
That tradition comes from England, because back in the day, when you were president, speaker of the house, if you did a bad job, you were...
Wait, we need a chair. We're bring a chair.
They were cutting their head off.
It's
kind
of awkward.
Okay.
Put him in there.
Okay. Sadiq will probably stick around for this meeting. I'm going to chair the rest of this meeting, and he will take over as chair at your first official meeting. And actually, my understanding is Councillor Champagne is correct that that you really were shooting the messenger, that the speaker, if they delivered bad news to the king, would have their head cut off. So, hence the tradition of having to drag the speaker up because no one wanted to do it. Thankfully, we don't do that anymore. Yes, actually, thank you, Nicole, for reminding me. Those resume packages, they are confidential. We do need them back. If you wouldn't mind just passing them forward, they are numbered, so we know whether all of them come back. So, please make sure you're bringing them back. Yeah. The projector will take a minute to get back. Okay, folks, we're going to come back here. So we have two more items to deal with tonight. First is a meeting schedule, and the second is the nomination to council committee. So the way we're going to deal with the meeting schedule is I would look favorably upon a motion to approve the meeting schedule that's presented. And then if we have that motion, then we can get into debate about that, and if anyone wants to propose any amendments, they can do so at that time. So I'd look favorably upon a motion to approve the meeting schedule. Councillor Champagne, seconded by Councillor Bannister. Thank you very much. Councillor Champagne, I'm assuming you don't really need introduction for this. No? Okay. So again, we'll enter into debate, as we did on the last item, on the item. If at any point you want to propose changes to it, you could do so by moving an amendment. So you just put up your hand and say, Mr. Speaker, I wish to move an amendment. You can do that between... You can't interrupt people's speaking turns, but you can do that in between people's speaking turns. If not, I'll start a speaker's list. Vice President Hodgson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So just one quick note. I'm going to start a chat with the rest of the executive here and figure out exactly what we're going to do. But the first meeting, the May 6th meeting, the exec will be coming back from retreat that day. And we're aiming to be back in town by 5 p.m. But in the event we're not, I don't know if... I don't know if we should either meet that meeting date or if it's cool. Council can run first 30 minutes without us. I don't know, depending on how you guys feel about that, just a heads up, we may be late coming to that meeting.
Thank you. I'm going to pretend there was a point of parliamentary inquiry tacked on top of that item of debate as well, Vice President. The reason why is, I failed to mention this earlier, there isn't a lot of legislation around when meetings happen and so on, but there is one regarding when the first meeting happens. And bylaw says that it has to happen sometime between, earlier than the last meeting of the 2013-2014 Council, which is currently scheduled for April 8th, and May the 7th. So it has to happen sometime within that range. So this one obviously does right now, but as long as it falls within that range, it satisfies bylaw. With that, we will continue debate. Councillor Bannister. Is that a point of parliamentary inquiry? Go ahead. A point of parliamentary inquiry. Go ahead.
Do we know what the time of the meeting is called to
reading? Yes. What I did, obviously, the only thing you're approving is the dates themselves. The extra notes that I included, I drafted the schedule, tried to indicate which ones were on different dates and so on. So there isn't one during reading week, but reading week and the relevant Tuesday is noted on the dates of note, along with notes about election periods and various holidays and so on that fall on Tuesdays. Councillor Bannister for debate.
I'd like to speak in favor of this meeting schedule. I was part of the approval of drafting this, I suppose. I don't know if that's appropriate to say. Oh, whatever. Okay, so the only real point to think about is we do currently have a meeting scheduled for the SU executive election period. I'm in favor of that, as winter semester we do tend to have quite lengthy meetings. I think it's important to have as many meetings as possible and maintain our schedule there. So I'd like to speak in favor of that. But the SU executive election period is one of something to think about. So, yes.
Thank you. Councillor Mohammed.
Do we have time limits for the debate?
Six minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the CAC meeting with Council Administration Committee, the committee that deals with it's called the Catch-All Committee. That's something they've done before. I'm sorry if I'm using up so many acronyms. It's after a year, which is really cool. But there is some contention around the February 24th meeting. The reason why I oppose that, and I'm going to move later to address that. The reason why I opposed that meeting was because a lot of councillors were either involved in elections or not a lot. Like, there was councillors involved in elections or running for election, and a lot of important things happened in that meeting. The first budget principles were actually passed in that meeting, and council actually approved $400,000 towards some renovations. And because those involved in the election couldn't go there to debate, they were avoided it, and these things slipped by. So, from my position, it was unfortunate not being able to take part in the debates around the budget principle. It's an $11 million organization. So, if anything, I don't know if I'm able to do this, and this would be a request for a meeting. Is it possible to add conditions to a meeting so that we don't talk about things related to money? Is that possible?
It's possible, however, I would suggest that this the current time is not the appropriate time to do it. And the reason why is because the intention in bylaw explicitly talks about what items have to be dealt with at the startup meeting, because council sort of quasi doesn't have their powers yet. It says that council sets the meeting schedule. It doesn't really go into what the content of those are. So I believe, I would have to do a little bit of digging more materials, but I believe there is the ability to set specific agendas for specific meetings, which could be done at any point in the future. I would suggest that tonight is not the best venue to do that. So you could either approve this as it is and then make that change later, or request an amendment to strike that date, approve this agenda, and then at a later date make a motion to approve a meeting with a particular topic.
Okay, I'll just continue my speech.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and also it was interesting because committees had trouble making quorum, so not a lot actually happened during that period, the election period. A lot of the, I don't know if current execs are going to up their ambitions and run for other positions, but because there were execs running, responsibilities were piled on, and it was a mess of money. And I feel having a council meeting there would be irresponsible due to the amount of stuff that happened during those last few days in the future. So I moved to strike it, but before I make that motion, I just want to say I am in favor of us finding a solution. We can go to the council administration, we can find another more appropriate time so that other meetings aren't over, so we're not overloaded, other winter meetings. That can go up to like 5 or 6 hours, which is insane. So I'll move to strike Tuesday, February 13th as a meeting time.
Okay, so there's a motion to amend the motion to strike the Tuesday, February 24th, 2015 meeting. Is there a seconder to that amendment? Vice President Diaz, thank you very much. So I'll explain very quickly what's going to happen now. So we were debating the whole motion. There is now a motion to amend. So what we're going to do now is debate just the merits of the amendment. So your debate has to be confined to whether or not you think the amendment is a good idea or whether or not you're voting for the amendment. After debate is finished for that, we will vote on the amendment. If the amendment passes, then the schedule would change and we'd go back to debate on the main motion. If the amendment fails, then the schedule would stay the same and we would go back to debate on the main motion. Yes, Vice President Diaz.
We can revisit this later, right?
Yes, yeah. That's correct. Not at this particular meeting, but in the future, meetings can be added or canceled. And standing orders outlines who has the... Basically, council, the speaker, the council administration committee, and the executive committee can add meetings. Council, the speaker, and the council administration committee can cancel meetings. Debate on the amendment, Councillor Mohammed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so...
Oh, sorry, if it's okay, I'm going to take this point of parliamentary inquiry first. Councillor Farouk?
I guess what I've seen in past meetings, especially with motions and debates on particular amendments, has been that speaker would like write them down on board documents to be able to keep track of what we're doing exactly. Is that a confidentiality issue right now?
It's not a confidentiality issue. Typically, when they are complex amendments, I'll do that. I don't have a readily accessible, editable copy of this. So for simple amendments, like striking a particular date, I would prefer to just make clear to everyone what's going on, and if anyone has any questions, they can bring them forward to me. For more complex amendments, where you're adding a bunch of things here and removing a bunch of things there, that's certainly a custom that's employed. If you are ever confused as to what's going on, by all means, please put up your placard and say "Point of Parliamentary Inquiry," and I'm happy to explain what's going on. Are there any other points of parliamentary inquiry first? No. Okay, I'm going to go to Councillor Mohammed.
Yeah. So I just want to quickly say this isn't that big of a change. I just think this requires more thought. It was contentious in CAC, and the thing was that we could amend it in this meeting or that we could amend it at a later time. As a speaker said, CAC, Council Administration Committee, can make another meeting to deal with this the agenda items that would be put over. The executive can, and I'm not sure, I think the speaker can also call a meeting within 97 hours. So this isn't that big of a thing. I think it's something we should just do. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bannister.
I would like to speak against this amendment. I stay firm in my belief that winter semester has many, many meetings and lots of items to attend to, and I think it's very important that we maintain the schedule and have this meeting in there. I think that scheduling extra meetings outside of a regular meeting schedule tends to be a hassle for councillors, and many of them cannot make other meetings if they're not in line with the regular meeting schedule due to work or other commitments. In terms of executives or counselors being away due to leave of absences, those individuals are still allowed to attend.
Yeah, so the elections bylaw says that people running in the election are required to take a leave of absence. So if you take a leave of absence, then you have essentially the same rights that any other student does. So to attend meetings, but not necessarily to vote on them or to debate or so on. To my understanding, no volunteers or campaign managers, no candidates, campaign managers, or volunteers or anything like that are required to take a leave of absence. If they choose to take a leave of absence, then they wouldn't be able to participate, but there's no requirement to do so.
Thank you.
Councillor Hodgson, or Vice President Hodgson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'm going to speak against this motion. It is a nuisance having a meeting during the campaign period. I myself, when I ran, I couldn't attend the meeting, and it did frustrate me because it was stuff that I wanted to bring up in debate and at least discuss at the meeting. But if we cancel this meeting, we have about, I think, a three-week, almost four-week period without any meetings, which is way too long for us to go without convening and discussing business. So I am in favor of keeping this meeting in there. If this is something the Council Administration Committee, once it's formed and up and running, can talk about this summer. If we do have quite a bit of leeway on this issue, can figure something else. So this is a nice first issue for CAC, potential CAC members, and the potential CAC chairs out there, to sit down and discuss and try to come up with a better solution. But preventing no alternative solution is found, I still think it's the best idea to have that meeting still there.
Thank you. Governor Hansrow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Councillor Muhammad brings some valid points. To give council a little background and some structure of student union, as councillors are likely aware, there's 32 councillors, four executives, and one board of governor representative, which are the voting members for 37. How Robert's Rule works and how governance generally works is to have a legitimate meeting on council and have the votes and decisions made by council considered legitimate. You need quorum. Quorum is that's to ensure that our decisions are legitimate. To achieve quorum, we need two-thirds of council members at this. So if there is ever a scenario where a number of councillors, or to a significant number of councillors, would jeopardize the integrity and the legitimacy of the student union, that meeting would be cancelled anyways, and that would be up to council's prerogative, and understanding what is that maybe the executive's prerogative maybe standing any bylaw, but they can, executives also have the ability to call another meeting at any time, such as why previous years, the current council are meeting next year. So those are ways to mitigate. Previously, historically, traditionally, it is somewhat of a nuisance that, five or six active councillors are potentially not able to come to this meeting. However, it has been precedent for about 7 years now that, the 7 years that I've been at the Students' Union, that there is a meeting during the executive period. So that is, I think those concerns have been mitigated, they've been addressed, they always are addressed, but we need to move on. This is an $11 million organization that relies on council's decisions, and we can't make these decisions if there's a month where the institution is potentially handicapped. And finally, I know there's a request of information coming, I will take that at the end. And, let's take that right now.
I just want to clarify that, did you mean by can't attend meetings, you meant can't vote?
Yes, I think that's the important, that's the concern, that they can't attend and can't vote. Yes, they can attend the meeting, but, they are, the council may have some concerns that because they can't vote, they can't sway and adequately represent their constituents. But again, that's why there's already checks and balances within Robert's Rules to prevent circumstances.
Thank you. I am going to pretend there was a point of parliamentary inquiry on there to just clarify one part of bylaw that quorum of students' council is a majority of its current voting membership. With that, I am going to proceed to Councillor Mohammed.
causing too much controversy. I'm just going to, I can't withdraw a motion, but the reason being, just give something, give tax something to do. I don't think they need something this summer. So, yeah, just be something cool for tax to do. So, call the question.
Okay, so there's a motion to call to question. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Morris, thank you very much. So again, this is where it gets a little bit complicated. So in fact, I have a whiteboard marker here. So there's a motion to call to question. If this passes, then we would vote on the amendment, okay? If... Once we vote on the amendment, then we go back to... I apologize for my chicken scratch. Then we go back to the main motion, okay? So so this motion to call to question would be on the amendment, and then regardless, if this passed and we voted on the amendment, then we go back to debate on the main motion. I believe we already had a seconder for... Yes, Councillor Morris, thank you very much. Again, not debatable, two-thirds majority. All those in favor of calling to question? Those opposed... Okay, that motion carries. So again, the amendment is to strike the date Tuesday, February 24th, 2015 from the meeting schedule. All those in favor of the amendment? Those opposed? Okay, that motion fails. We are back to debate on the main motion. And I am at Vice President Diaz.
Well, there was one thing I wanted to bring up, but first I want to say I seconded that because I wanted to, I don't know, introduce to the new councillors how things work here. And I hope you enjoyed that tree of amendment. a lot of the time I will be abstaining because I trust in your ability to come to a consensus, just from my own personal view. I wanted to... ask William. There's a couple of conferences the exec...
President Lau?
Oh, President Lau. President Lau, whether there's a conference we might be attending in the month of June, does that conflict with any of these dates? And I'm sorry if you reply to it. And I would defer to William now, please.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to tell you what normally goes on. We do have a question period in council, but that's separate from debate that's going on. So we are in debate right now. So... You can throw a question out there in your speaking turn, but the person doesn't immediately get a chance to respond or anything like that. They're free to enter into debate on during their speaking turn and answer your question, or anyone else is for that matter. But there isn't this sort of question and answer format. Now, Vice President Diaz is employing a technique that he's entitled to do so, which is to defer his speaking turn to someone else, in which case... If he wants an answer from Vice President, or excuse me, President Lau, he'd be able to respond.
I did get a response.
So. Okay, still your speaking turn?
Well, I got an answer on my phone, so it is a conflict, unless if we are going. So, I don't know, to the exec, is that a problem for us, or do we want to explore moving that meeting? Because that one's coming up fairly soon, as compared to the one during the elections. So, thanks.
Thank you. Governor Hansra.
Nope. I'll defer my speaking turn to President Love.
Okay.
Thank you, Vice President Diaz, for the question. I'd like to apologize first to the Council because throughout the summer months, particularly May and June, the President and the Vice President External are on quite a few conferences. We go through transitions meetings both provincially and federally for our lobby groups, and we also have a conference as well as an entire exec, where we go to meet with the different students' unions across Canada and do a bit of networking and sharing best practices as well. Unfortunately, we haven't decided which conference we are going to yet. That is a discussion we'll have to have between the five of us, hopefully within the next week or two, as we will have to RSVP. But in the meantime, the proposed schedule does look pretty favorably. I will probably be missing the May 20th meeting myself with Vice President.
Thank you, Councillor Mohammed. You can get these back at the end of the meeting. We'll grab some more batteries for next time. But appreciate it. Okay, with that, Councillor Bannister is moving to call to question, seconded by Councillor Binchik. So again, now we're calling to question on whether to vote on the main motion. If you're unclear on that, just rise on a point of parliamentary inquiry. All those in favour of calling to question? Those opposed? Thank you, that motion carries. So there's a motion to call for division. So what happens when there's a motion to call for division? Only one member needs to call it, so you would do exactly as Councillor Muhammad just did there and say call for division. And then we essentially do roll call vote, where I mark down how every person votes on the particular motion. And again, then that motion or that vote is recorded on the minutes. So what I'll do is I'll go through, and then when I get to your name, you just say in favor, opposed, or abstain. Any questions on that? No? Okay.
Not a permanent thing, right?
Councillor Farouk?
The motion to that motion, but it's just about
sure.
meeting times in general.
Yeah.
I believe we're allowed to like Skype and send a proxy with the meetings that we miss, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. There is a
I think there's a quota vote for that.
Yes, okay, so There was a directive from the Council Administration Committee this year to myself as Speaker to permit Skyping into Council meetings, including in-camera sessions. That directive was never written into standing orders or bylaws or anything like that, so that directive expires at the end of the 2013-2014 season. After that, it would be the rules are what we call silent, where there isn't a rule on it, so it's up to the speaker to decide. Now, my rule beforehand was that people could Skype in if they were unable to attend, but couldn't Skype in the in-camera sessions, only in the public sessions. How your next year speaker decides to do that is up to the prerogative of the speaker, and if council or the council administration committee wish to do so, they could again provide another directive or change standing orders or whatnot to formalize that process.
But they could vote on when they're Skyping or not?
Yes, they could, yep.
They could vote, and if there's a proxy can vote on their behalf.
Proxy can vote on their behalf. You can't do both, though. Like, you can't have a proxy and Skype or something like that sort of thing.
And the proxy can stay in the in-camera sessions, though, can they?
Proxies can be in in-camera sessions if they've signed a confidentiality agreement.
Okay.
They have all the rights and privileges of a member of council.
And, okay, sorry, one last question.
Yeah. I should clarify. Proxies have to meet the eligibility requirements of your seat. So if, in your case, you are a counselor of science, it would have to be a science student that would be the proxy.
Okay. What was the last question? Is there like a detriment for not for missing meetings, not having a proxy stamping in, or not?
There is a clause in standing orders that says, should a counselor be absent for 3 meetings in a semester, the council administration committee will notify that counselor's faculty association. Missed meetings are not subject to this section or those attended by proxies or attended through alternate means as approved by the speaker. So essentially, if you miss more than 3 meetings in a semester, CAC is supposed to notify your faculty association. It doesn't entail, like there are no additional consequences entailed here, but that is supposed to happen. So, okay. So there is a call for division again, so we're voting on the meeting schedule. President Lau. Abstain? Okay. Okay. Thank you. Vice President Orczyk?
In favor.
Vice President Kinda?
In favor.
Vice President Hodgson?
In favor.
Vice President Diaz?
In favor.
Governor Hansra?
In favor.
Councillor Allard?
In favor.
Councillor Chen?
In favor.
Councillor Bannister?
In favor.
Councillor Mohammed? Councillor Sleeman.
In favor.
Councillor Zhang.
In favor.
Councillor Jaddick.
In favor.
Councillor Grilke. Councillor Bryce. Councillor Babatunde. Councillor Horvat.
In favor.
Councillor Fedoski.
In favor.
Councillor Jacobson.
In favor.
Councillor Wong.
In favor.
Councillor Garg.
In favor.
Councillor Gar.
In favor.
Councillor Kahn.
In favor.
Councillor Krutzi.
In favor.
Councillor Morris.
In favor.
Councillor MacDoom.
In favor.
Councillor Bhatia.
In favor.
Councillor Hooper.
In favor.
Councillor Champagne.
Hello.
Councillor Binchik.
In favor.
Councillor Zenadine. Councillor Kwong. Councillor Peek. Councillor Huang.
In favor.
Councillor Farouk?
In favor.
Councillor Hudson?
In favor.
That motion carries 30 in favor, 1 opposed. So with that, we move on to item 3, which is nominations to council committees. So nominations are dealt with a little bit differently than a traditional motion as well. what we do is we solicit nominations from council. So we do a brief, if we have the committee chair or whatnot or someone that can provide an introduction to the committee, they'll do so. There will be a chance for a brief question or two if there is one to the chair. After which time people can stand for nominations. You can either nominate yourself or you can nominate someone else if you'd like, and then they can choose to accept or respectfully decline. If there are fewer nominations than there are seats available, then it's just an acclamation. People are automatically appointed. If there are more nominations than seats available, then we do a vote on the matter. So each person that's nominated gets 30 seconds to explain why they want to be on the committee or why people should vote for them, after which time we do a very, you know, a very fancy-schmancy, you know, secret ballot, which is put your heads down and put your hands up to vote for people. You get the number of votes as there are seats. So if there were five seats available on the committee, you would get to vote up to five times for various people. As I mentioned in my email, to clarify our apologies, the nominating committee was missed on here, but we will do nominations for nominating committee. And I will just talk about a couple of other weird asterisks. Beside various committees to explain if there's a couple of other things going on with them. So the audit committee, executive members are not allowed to sit on the audit committee, only members, only councillors or the Board of Governors representative. The budget and finance committee, six people are nominated, and the vice president of operations and finance sits on it as what's called an ex officio seat. So some seats are automatic. Generally, it's for vice presidents that are on committees that are related to their portfolio. The policy committee, again, there are six people nominated, as well the vice president academic, the vice president external, and the vice president student life sit on it. The bylaw committee is just seven members. The council administration committee is five members, but every other member of council is still a voting member of CAC. So you can come and vote at CAC meetings. The general expectation is that the people that are appointed to what we call permanent members, they're the ones that count towards quorum, and so there's more of an expectation of regular attendance for them. The grant allocation committee is five members and, I forget who else, so the vice president of operations and finance and the vice president of student life. And the elections review committee is five, and to clarify here, it's five members including up to one member. So it's not five members and one exec member. It's five members of council including up to one exec member. So it could either be five councillors or five non-exec members of council or four non-exec members of council and one exec member of council. And the chief returning officer also sits on IRC as a non-voting member. Are there any questions? And sorry, the nominating committee is... I don't have the new copy in here. I believe the nominating committee is seven members. Can someone from NOMCOM clarify that? Thank you. Seven members of council. Are there any questions before we get started? Okay. We're going to go down the list as well. One last thing, and this is the way I've done nominations. Again, how your next year speaker does this is up to their prerogative and up to the directives you give them. But the only time I will accept nominations in absentia, basically people that aren't here, is if they've given you an indication that they want to stand for that committee. What I don't want to have happen is us nominate people and then them not actually wanting to sit on it. So if someone's giving you an indication that they want to sit on it, you can let me know and we can have their name stand. So we're going to begin with audit committee. Vice President Hodgson, could you maybe provide an introduction to audit committee?
So thank you, Mr. Speaker. So a little bit of background. I chaired audit committee for the last 2 years, so I'm leading authority on audit. But a summary of what audit does, there's four main things that fall under the duties of audit. One is reviewing profit loss statements from all of our business units, programming units, basically any departmental unit in the SU. You can request basically whatever you want, just to see how that department is doing that month compared to how it's been doing the whole year, what it's been budgeted to do. So that's really interesting. I always like that part. It gives you really good insight on the inner workings of the SU. Another bit is the credit card statements. The reason why no executive can sit on audit committee is you review the exec's credit card statements. Every executive and senior manager has a credit card from the SU. So audit committee is one of the bastions of defense of anything kind of fraud or anything suspicious going on. So one of the cool things we noticed in my first year as audit chair is that the exec really liked the chicken fingers at RAT. They tend to order a lot, so you can kind of
get that personal history on David. It's always pretty fun. The third thing is faculty association financial reporting. So every faculty association submits a financial report to the SU, and it's the audit committee that actually reviews it. And for associations that collect a FAMP, faculty association membership fee, so these are ICE, nursing, BSA, business. In order for that money to be dispersed to them, the report has to be approved by audit. So audit is the actual body, or audit committee is the body that approves the disbursement of that money. The last thing audit does, actually there's two more, is they also review dedicated fee units. So that's the Gateway, ACIRG, CJSR, and Student Legal Services are another four organizations that the audit committee is the body that approves the disbursement of the money. The last thing we do is select the SU's auditor for the year. So I highly encourage audit. It was how I got, and it was the most interesting thing for me in my 2 years on council. It was how, what brought me really into the folds of the SU. I learned so much on it. It was fantastic. Everyone should join audit.
And now would be a good opportunity if anyone had any questions about audit committee. You could raise your placard, and myself for Vice President Hodgson could answer. Councillor Fruit?
The question about some councillors sit on faculty associations as well, not me, but others do. Is there a conflict of interest if the council on FA is also sitting on audit?
Vice President?
Yeah, so we've dealt with that issue for just about every year because it's always happened. Generally, when we review their faculty association's reports, they might just leave the room or even just not stand up. Sometimes it's actually useful because they can answer some. Body committee has the power to request anyone, basically anyone, to come before it to ask questions of. So sometimes it's kind of useful as opposed to going out externally to the organization, getting someone to come in and ask questions. They're right there. Generally, they remove themselves from the discussion, and that's, I think, what's appropriate and what's been done. So if you are an FA, absolutely, you're still eligible to join audit. Just when it comes time for your FA's review, you either leave the room during the report or just sit quietly. It's important to, you can recuse yourself from the discussion and make that apparent on the minutes, and that means you are in a conflict, you're not participating in the discussion or trying to influence it anyway.
Was there another question, Councillor Chen?
I want to know the audit committee and the budget and finance committee, what's the, do they share some common resources or like similar functions?
You can probably answer that too, Vice President.
Yeah, they're actually quite different. So audit does all those things I kind of outlined there. And audit is primarily reviewing. The only overlap is probably the profit and loss statements. Audit does take a little bit of a look at how SU department units are doing compared to what their budget would be doing. BFC is, Budget and Finance Committee, BFC, is mainly the committee that structures our yearly budget, as well as kind of all things budget, budgetary and financial. BFC can kind of have a wider mandate here, whereas audit has very specific things it needs to accomplish. So some of the conversations we had at BFC last year are how to improve financial transparency at the SU. How can we create like infographics on budget and what should they look like? So BSC can be much broader. There is a little bit of overlap, but BSC is kind of all things budgetary. Audit is, you have some very specific duties you have to fulfill.
And actually, speaking of that, that question reminded me of a point I was going to make that members of council, there's no requirement that you sit on committees. There's also no limit to the number of committees you sit on. So there's no set number of committees that you need to sit on or anything like that. I would encourage you to sit on the number of committees that you think you're able to account for in your schedules and so on. Typically, committees meet about once every 2 weeks. If it's a busy season for committees, they may meet more often. For example, the Budget and Finance Committee meets more regularly before budget season in early winter and so on. But I would encourage you to try and, if you are going to decide to go on committees, that you try and ensure that you account your time accordingly so that if you're not able to commit to it, other people have the opportunity to run for it. Any other questions on audit committee? Okay, seeing none, we will open the floor to nominations. Councillor Morris.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Tina.
Councillor Sleeman, do you accept the nomination? Okay, I'm going to start making a list here. Further nominations? Oh, and before I go any further as well, the committees will select a chair amongst from their own ranks, if you will, once the committee membership has been set. Councillor Zhang?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Farouk.
Councillor Farouk, do you accept?
I do. Point of parliamentary
inquiry. Yes, Councillor Jacobson.
Is it possible to nominate yourself?
It is. Yeah. It is indeed.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Councillor Jacobson.
Councillor Jacobson, do you accept?
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, I'd also...
Councillor Hansra, I am going to... You're welcome to raise your hand. Thank you. President Lau.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Maktoum.
Councillor Maktoum, do you accept? Councillor Zhang.
Next to nominate Councillor Chen.
Councillor Chen, do you accept?
Yeah.
Councillor Horvat.
I'd like to nominate
Councillor Podolsky. Councillor Podolsky, do you accept? Governor Hansra. Any further nominations?
Point of
parliamentary inquiry, go ahead.
Any member of council can attend any committee even though they don't sit on the ground.
Like, that's correct.
They can just show up.
Yep. They aren't voting members, but yes, they are members of the committee, and they're privy to in-camera sessions and so on as well. Assuming that there's no conflict of interest or whatnot, as the Vice President spoke about before. Councillor Kahn? Sure, yeah.
Are we going to go more into depth for all of the committees before we start nominating?
I wasn't planning on it, but that's actually not a bad idea. What I'm going to do, no, because it may influence how people, particularly for new folks, which committees they decide to stand for and so on. So what I'm actually going to do, that's, Councillor Kahn, that's a great idea. I'm going to suspend... Councillor Binchik?
Wasn't there a notification sent with the description of all the committees for councillors to look through and to make the decision on which...
There was, Councillor Binchik. That being said, that's not a point of order. That information was provided, but there's no set guidelines in bylaw as to how nominations are intended to be dealt with at the startup meeting.
Is
so.
It possible to vote on whether an extensive introduction?
You could make a motion to... technically, it would be to suspend the rules, but essentially it's to set the rules. But a motion to suspend the rules that would require that council deal with each committee individually. Are you wishing to move such a motion?
I'm not sure if I understand. However, now I'm realizing that it may take more time for us to actually do it than go through all the introductions, so I'll just stop it right now.
Okay, so you're going to... Okay, sounds good. Okay, so what I'm going to do is briefly ask for introductions and questions on the other committees, and then we'll go back to nominations on each of them. I'll keep the nominations for audit that we have, and we'll sort of jump back to that once we get to it. Budget and Finance Committee, again, Vice President, you're probably the best person to provide a description on this, so if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the Budget and Finance Committee, BFC, is sort of what CAC is to council in terms of everything monetary and budgetary in the SU. So it is the body that will recommend the budget principles, which is kind of the first reading of our budget to council, and then the actual operating budget, which is the second reading of our budget to council. So if you're interested in shaping and helping plan our budget for the upcoming year, not the year you'll be serving, but the year after, we plan a year in advance. I would highly recommend checking it out. A large part of it will be going through all the different departments in the SU, talking a bit about what they do. We have quite a bit, like we have our whole services department, our business units. Really, BFC can kind of take on whatever BFC wants. If we want to have some discussions about businesses and some of our operations, things we could do there, we can. If we want to talk about financial transparency, we can. It is, there's less kind of set in stone business items we need to accomplish. Just actually getting the budget approved is the bare minimum. So anything beyond that, we can kind of do whatever we'd like. So if you're interested in anything financial at the SU, I'd recommend BSC.
Are there any questions, Councillor Kahn?
How does the the budget by this committee separate itself from the grant allocation? It seems like there's a lot of overlap.
Okay, so the granting and allocation committee, or GAC, formal name, but no, is GAC is again a bit more DFU oriented this time.
DFU?
Actually, yeah. Dedicated to units. So it deals with the other, I mentioned before, audit picks, Carrot Paper, CJSR, the Gateway, and Student Legal Services. Granting and Allocation Committee deals with WUS, the Student Refugee Fund, Golden Bears Panda Legacy Fund, the Campus Recreation Enhancement Fund, and I think it's just those three, as well as the Access Fund, actually. So the Access Fund is a fund students who are in dire need of assistance can apply to. It's something all students pay into. It's there in case of emergency. So GAC oversees the disbursement of that. You actually look at the applications and approve or disburse the money. That'll be changing a bit in the upcoming year. GAC is, again, a little bit wide-ranging. It dealt quite a bit with the Gold Bears Panda Legacy Fund, the structure of how that disbursement works, as well as the Campus Rec and Enhancement Fund. A lot of these kind of structure of how these granting pools and how people apply to it, and the structure of the granting and approving disbursements and deciding who gets the money. That's what GAC deals with. It's pretty technical. It's hard to describe accurately. Like, it might seem like there's a lot of overlap in these, but they deal with, like, kind of between audit and GAC. It's like four separate entities they deal with, and that in itself is a lot of work. So, I hope this is that answers your questions.
Any other questions regarding BFC? Okay, seeing none. Bylaw Committee. Are there any returning members of council that wish to speak to that? I'm going to start with Vice President, and if Councillor Muhammad has anything to add, he can do so after. Yes, Councillor Mackey. Okay, so what we decided to do is we're going to go through and explain every committee, and then we're going to do nominations for each committee. Okay? So, sorry for any confusion there. That was a great example, though, of when you can rise on a point of parliamentary inquiry and say, like, what the heck's going on here? I don't know what's happening. So, Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, the Bylaw Committee is the committee that debates and deliberates our bylaws. So, the SU has a series of bylaws. I would highly recommend going and checking them out. It'll be really useful to you if you start familiarizing yourself with them. But, essentially, anyone can propose a bylaw change at council. Once first principles are approved by council, so these are kind of like the vague principles of the bylaw, not exact wording, it's given to bylaw committee to draft into a second reading, or the exact wording of how our bylaw will read. So that's bylaw's main job, is drafting those second readings. Bylaw is also the place where a lot of that discussion happens, so say if instead of you bringing first principles to council yourself, you can go to bylaw committee and have that discussion, and bylaw will often debate and bring first principles of bylaw to council. So yeah, if you're interested in actually bylaw at all, it's a fascinating topic, but I would highly recommend bylaw committee and Councilor Hoffman. Yeah. Okay.
And the only thing I would add, and this isn't just for bylaw, but for most committees as a whole, committees deal with a certain area, and they typically, as we said, have anywhere from 5 to 9 members on them. They're a lot more informal, and you're able to have a little bit more of an informal discussion. So quite often what will routinely happen is, even if it's a motion related to a committee that has to come to council for final approval, the bulk of the discussion and decision-making and so on will happen at the committee and come forward as a recommendation to council, with the intention that it's a lot easier to have that sort of conversation and discussion in a less formal environment, and then you aren't taking, you know, 8 hours of council's time with a particular debate or whatnot. So that routinely happens at committees, both with bylaw and otherwise. Any questions regarding bylaw committee? Councillor Khan?
Between the three committees that you've been on, is there a difference in the amount of time that you've spent between them?
I was actually on 4 last year, because I was also on granting account allocation committee. It depends what's going on at that committee. It kind of depends how much business is before it, the chair and the committee and yourself, like what you want to set your meeting schedule to be. Often committees meet every 2 weeks. That's the kind of general meeting schedule. Audit, I was a bit of a slave driver, and we met every week. but it was because we had the business we needed to get through. So yeah, anywhere there, a committee won't meet if there's nothing to discuss. Something with bylaw though, there's as much work there as you want to do it. Anything you find you dislike in SU bylaw or you think can be debated or improved upon, you can always keep bringing more things into something like bylaw and also BFC.
Okay, that's a point of parliamentary inquiry, Councilmaster.
Yes. Are we allowed to have a time limit on the introductions of committee descriptions?
You could. You can make a motion to do so. As long as it doesn't become excessive, I'm of the opinion that I'm going to allow a little bit more the first time so that new members can get more information, but if you feel it is excessive, you are more than welcome to bring forward a motion to limit it.
I would like to do so.
Okay, how much time would you like it limited
3 minutes.
To? 3 minutes, okay. Do we have a seconder for that? Governor Hansrud, thank you very much. This is a suspension of rules, per se, so it's going to require a two-thirds majority vote. So again, this would limit debate, or not debate, but introductions to 3 minutes. All those in favor of that rule? Those opposed? Okay, that motion carries. With that, this is great examples of how council can refine its rules or tweak its rules as it needs to, as the particular situation requires. The speaker will typically, where rules are silent, make a decision on something, and if you disagree with the speaker's decision, that's a great example of how you could make a motion to change the rules yourself. Councillor Farouk, did you have a question regarding bylaw? Sorry, I just saw your placard up before, so...
I don't remember.
Okay. Any other questions surrounding bylaw? Yes, Councillor Jacobson.
Is there a time limit to the meetings for committees? Is there like an average time?
I wouldn't say there's a time limit. I would say committees average between 1 and 2 hours each. Is that a fair assessment? Hands.
1 hour.
Cool. Yeah. Probably closer to 1 hour in most cases. There are notable exceptions. Bylaw committee, for example, if there's a referendum or plebiscite question brought forward, they're responsible for drafting it. Typically, those meetings take longer, but they would only happen once in the year, sort of thing. Any other questions for bylaw? Seeing none, we will keep going to council administration committee. Does anyone want to cover this? Councillor Bannister?
Yes, I sat on council administration committee last year. So CAP meets at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, typically, before council meetings. So that makes it accessible for all members to join if possible, because all members of council are a member of CAP, like Craig said. So like it says, administration, right? It deals with a lot of administration issues that council deals with. So we do things like draft the meeting schedule for the year. We decide the food that gets eaten at the council meetings at the beginning of the year. We deal with the hiring of some of the chief returning officers or the CROs or other officials of that assortment. So we do kind of more technical things of that nature. I'll just leave it at that. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
President Lau, did you want to add?
Yeah, could I add something to that?
Sure.
I'd say one of the large functions that I really appreciate about CAC is its kind of team-building function as well. It kind of holds council together in a lot of ways. It plans their retreats. They also have a lot of swag we get. For example, these studies were last year's. And also we can also have conversations around, you know, council engagement and give council the tools we need to engage those people.
And I would add as well that, as was mentioned before, every member is already a voting member of CAC. This is to appoint permanent members. So quite often CAC is a forum in which items that perhaps merit more informal discussion that don't really fall into any other committee will often go to CAC, because then every member can still participate. Are there any other questions regarding CAC? Seeing none, we will keep trucking along to policy committee. Vice President Kinda, if you want to touch on policy.
So, ISP policy chair. Just to preface, so committees are important in the sense that a lot of the technical work gets done in committees. So you're just talking about the big issues and really debating in depth in committees. So policy committee, in the Students' Union, there's two kinds of policies. There's operational policy and political policy. Operational stuff we don't necessarily deal with. Political policy is what directs the advocacy efforts of the executive. So, for example, if somebody came up to us and asked me, what's your stance wearing your SU hat on food? I'll be like, oh, good question. We have a food policy. So I'll refer to the food policy, and that's the opinion that I will take from the advocacy. So in policy committee, there's as much work as you want to do. really. So in the summer, what we usually do is review existing policies. Policies usually expire every 2 to 4 years. You go through them, review them all, see if they're still up to date, and you can also propose new policies and get rid of them. If some of you are in council this year, you'll know that there's amendments to the current tuition policy, and a lot of the work is being done in policy committee, and eventually it comes to council in different meetings so that everybody can vote on it. But feel free to ask questions.
Thank you. Yeah. Any questions regarding policy committee? Councillor Farooq?
I'm going to assume that the VP external has a seat on policy?
Yes. The VP external, the VP academic, and the VP student life all have automatic seats on policy committee.
Voting seats.
Voting seats, yeah. That's correct. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, let's go along to grant allocation committee. Vice President Hodgson, you're probably best to explain this one as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the granting and allocation committee, I alluded it to a bit before on the question of the differences between some of the committees are. Granting allocation is similar to audit in that it has very specific duties it kind of oversees. So the access fund is a big one. That's a fund that everyone pays into to that all students can apply to if they're in dire need, as well as the Campus Rec Enhancement Fund. It's another DFU all students pay into to better to support Campus Rec. Golden Bears Panda Legacy Fund is one everyone pays into to support the Golden Bears and Pandas athletics teams, so the varsity teams, for travel projects and just to mitigate any cuts to those teams. And as well as, yeah, what's the Student Refugee Fund? So last year, GAC did a lot of work on the oversight and infrastructure behind how these disbursements work. It was really interesting. I really liked it. It's a good committee. Again, it's kind of similar to audit, but a little bit broader in terms of planning. If you have any questions.
Any questions? Okay, seeing none, let's carry on to Elections Review Committee. Councillor Bannister, do you want to introduce?
Hello again. I sat on Election Review Committee last year. We had an exciting year. IRC kind of has gotten the stigma over the years of not having a lot to do, but this year's chair, Chloe Stephen, really changed that. So we did this whole survey. But basically the mandate of IRC is review election bylaws, so the bylaw 2100 series, and suggest editorial changes to council if need be. We also deal with other things of election nature just to make sure elections run smoothly. That being said, we do have a very different role than the chief returning officer. We don't personally facilitate the election. We more just make sure that we agree with the process in which it's being run. And if anyone would like, Councillor Morris, do you have anything to add?
I'm the CRO is a non-voting member of IRC, so if you want to keep them accountable, IRC is a good speaker.
Questions, Councillor Fruit?
Would the committee also be making two questions? First thing, would the committee be making amendments? Like, for example, there are quite a few issues with the way elections went this year. Would any proposed amendments being made by next year's committee? And second question, would there be confidentiality issue if people plan to run on next year's executive stat on that committee?
I'm going to tackle that, and then if any of the other members want to jump on that after, feel free. Your first question was surrounding proposing changes and so on. The Elections Review Committee is quite likely the place where changes may come from. There may be other sources. For example, this year or next year, CRO will write a report and may also propose changes, but those would likely be discussed at Elections Review Committee as the first place they would be discussed, at which time, if they require changes to bylaw, which a lot of elections proposed changes probably would, they would make a recommendation to Students' Council, and Students' Council is the one that has to change bylaw. But most of the dialogue and discussion would be going on at IRC. And to answer your question regarding conflict of interest or whatnot for people that might be considering running, I don't consider it to be a conflict of interest, partially because, as I mentioned, in for the most part, it is an advice, as a lot of committees are, in a lot of cases, it is an advisory body to council, and it's council making the decision. So members that sit on that committee would really have no additional decision-making influence as any other member of council would. So, and there hasn't generally been a requirement that people abstain from votes if they plan on running in the future. So,
thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anything either of you want to add? Or?
No.
Okay. Councillor Singh?
Is it SU convention that the bylaw committee doesn't propose many reforms to election?
Interesting you say that, actually. And this Elections Review Committee is a relatively new committee. It's, I think it's our second newest committee. And it's sort of, it's growing every year and it's kind of finding its place precisely. One of the changes that just, in fact, at yesterday's meeting, I think it was passed in first reading of this year's council, was to provide bylaw committee the ability to make recommendations, to include in their mandate the ability to make recommendations to council and also to make what we call editorial amendments. So,
sorry, point of order, I believe you said bylaw committee, but you meant to say election review committee.
My apologies, elections review committee, thank you very much. So that IRC basically can make those sorts of recommendations and editorial changes. It doesn't negate bylaw committee's ability to do so, but I suspect, without wanting to speculate too much, that based on the mandate that's being given, that that role will shift more so to IRC this year than to bylaw committee. But they do work in tandem with one another on occasion. Any other questions? Okay, last committee, again, it's not written on here, but it's nominating committee. Councillor Morris, you were on NomCom, right?
Yeah. So it's our newest committee. It was just struck last year. Basically, what we do is we make sure seats are built on GSC standing committees, advisory committees, the Senate, and different. If the SU wants something filled, they can come to the nominating committee and say, we want this position filled, and NomCom will solicit applications, and then shortlist, and then interview to fill those positions. So it's kind of like what we did today in selecting a speaker, is NomCom's job on a bi-weekly basis.
Any questions surrounding nominating committee? Yes, Councillor Sleeman.
I believe there's seven.
Yes, there are seven seats. Any other questions? President Lau?
I'd like to speak to, I guess, the opportunities available with the nominating committee, because it is only less than a year old. There's a lot of shaping the processes that can be done with it. At the same time, it is a really important committee as we try to sell more seats on campus and provide more opportunities to students. So for those of you interested in promoting that, it's a very good goal.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other questions, we're going to go back to where we were in terms of nominations. So we were in the middle of nominations for Audit Committee. So I currently have the following names nominated. Councillor Sleeman, Councillor Farouk, Councillor Jacobson, Councillor Makhdoum, Councillor Chen, and Councillor Fidowski. Are there any further nominations? There are, in case you're wondering, there are currently six nominations and there are seven seats on Audit Committee, or there are seven available seats. Councillor Garg, thank you.
I'd like to nominate myself.
And I assume you accept?
Yep.
Are there any further nominations? Seeing no further nominations, we will close nominations. So again, there were seven seats available, so we do it by acclamation. So congratulations to Councillor Sleeman and Farouk, Jacobson, Matthew, Chen, Kowalski, and Garg. With that, we're going to move on to Budget and Finance Committee. We will open the floor to nominations. Governor Hansra.
I nominate Councillor Jacobson.
Councillor Jacobson, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor Zhang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Farouk.
Councillor Farouk, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor Mohammed.
I do nominate myself.
I assume you accept. Vice President Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Sleeman.
Councillor Sleeman, do you accept? Governor Hansra?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Khan.
Councillor Khan, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Zhang?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Chen.
Councillor Chen, do you accept?
Yeah.
Any further nominations? President Lau?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Wong.
Councillor Wong, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Okay, thank you. Further nominations? We currently have six nominations for six seats. That being said, I don't necessarily want to discourage additional nominations if people are interested. Going once, going twice. Okay, we'll close nominations. Congratulations to Councillors Jacobson, Farouk, Mohammed, Sleeman, Khan, and Chen. let's move on to bylaw committee soliciting nominations. Councillor Mohammed.
Nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor Krutz.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Quang.
Councillor Quang, do you accept?
Yes.
Vice President Hodgson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor MacDoom.
Councillor MacDoom, do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Jaddick.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hudson.
Councillor Hudson, do you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Quang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Zhang.
Councillor Zhang, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor MacDoom.
I'd like to nominate a possible Governor Hansford.
Governor Hansford, do you accept?
I respect the call.
Thank you. Further nominations? Councillor Farouk.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Further nominations? Currently have six nominations for seven seats. Councillor Allard.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Further nominations? Seeing no further nominations, we will close nominations. Congratulations to Councillors Mohammed, Quang, MacDoom, Hudson, Zhang, Farouk, and Allard. We're trucking along nicely here. Council Administration Committee for permanent members of Council Administration Committee. Councillor Bannister.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Councillor Bannister. Councillor Zhang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Quang.
Councillor Quang, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Hudson.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jaddick.
Councillor Jaddick.
I accept.
Governor Hansra.
Yeah.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bincher.
Thank you. And I, from what I understand, she let you guys know that she wants to stand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Mohammed.
Nominate myself.
Thank you. Further nominations? We have five nominations for five permanent seats.
What is it?
Yes, Councillor Horvat.
Can you nominate someone who isn't here?
I accept nominations for people that aren't here if they've given you an indication that they're interested in the committee. What I don't want to have happen is people be appointed and then not actually want to sit on it. So. We have five. Yes. Councillor Champagne?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hooper.
Councillor Hooper? Further nominations? Seeing none, we will close nominations. Congratulations to Councillors Bannister, Quang, Jaddick, Binchik, and Mohammed. Moving along, we will go to Policy Committee. Councillor Mohammed? Thank you. Oh boy. Councillor Zhang?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Farouk.
Councillor Farouk, do you accept?
I'd like to decline this one.
Thank you. Councillor Bannister? Councillor Grookey, who I assume has indicated your interest. Yep. Thank you. Vice President Diaz?
I nominate Councillor Zhang.
Councillor Zhang, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor MacDoom?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Champagne.
Councillor Champagne, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Councillor Champagne, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Podolsky.
Councillor Podolsky, do you accept? President Lau.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Councillor Gore. Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kwan.
Councillor Kwan, do you accept? There you are. Sorry. you accept? Yep. Yeah. Councillor Krutz, am I saying your name right?
Krutzy,
thank you very much.
First time, I'd like to nominate Councillor Huang.
Councillor Huang, do you accept? Councillor Zhang?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jaddick.
Councillor Jaddick, do you accept? Councillor Allard?
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor MacDoom? Governor Hansra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I would like to respectfully decline that I will be busy with my position before the governor.
Thank you. Vice President Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Batya.
Councillor Batya. I just want to make sure I'm getting this list right here.
Okay, we have one, two. Just give me 1 second and I'm going to get back to this. Okay, further nominations? Councillor Farouk?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hahn, unless he's already been nominated.
Councillor
Hahn.
Councillor Khan, sorry.
Khan.
Okay, thank you. Further nominations? Okay, seeing no further nominations, we will close nominations, and I believe this one's going to be contested. We have... okay, so there are 6 seats available, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I believe seats... I'm going to go through the list, and if I missed anybody, please let me know. Councillor Mohammed, Councillor Grilke, Councillor Zhang, Councillor Champagne, Councillor Fedoski, Councillor Gar, Councillor Kwan, Councillor Quang, Councillor Jadak, Councillor Allard, and Councillor Batia. Did I miss anyone? Nope. Okay, so what we do now is basically in the order that people were... sorry, is that...
To discuss that orders to allow for 1 minute introductions as to why people want to go on.
Okay, so there's a motion to suspend the rules to allow 1 minute introductions instead of the traditional... hold on a second first. Instead of the traditional 30 second... you're good? Okay, so there's a motion to suspend standing orders to allow 1 minute spiels instead of 30 seconds. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor MacToom, thank you very much. Not debatable, requires a two-thirds majority vote. All those in favor of suspending that rule? So basically, if you're, when I say suspending, all those in favor of 1 minute speaking terms. All those... okay, wait, I'm going to have to count this one. All those in favor...
of what?
Of 1 minute. Of 1 minute, yeah. All those opposed? Okay, that motion fails. Okay, so we will do 30 seconds.
A question for information, Mr. Speaker.
Yep.
Mr. Speaker, I'm just curious, amongst those candidates that are nominated, how many of them are not on any committee?
Oh boy. That, I mean... Show if you want and don't feel compelled to do this, but show of hands if you have not. Oh no, I can't do that because it's a straw poll. Okay, I'll do it the hard way. Okay, Councillor Mohammed is on a committee. Councillor Grilke is not. Councillor Zhang is. Councillor Champagne is not. Councillor Fedoski is is. My apologies. Councillor Gar is not. Councillor Kwan is not. Councillor Quang is. Councillor Jadak is not. Oh, is. My apologies. Councillor Allard is not. And Councillor Batia is not. Okay.
I am on
bylaw. My apologies. Councillor Allard is on bylaw. My apologies. Okay. So with that, we will give you each a 30-second speaking turn to convince your fellow members to vote for you, after which time we will have a vote where everyone will be able to vote and will get up to 6 votes to vote for folks. Any questions before we get going on that? Seeing none, I'm going to start the clock. And I will stop you right at 30 seconds in this one. Sorry, Councillor Zhang first. Yes.
Just to clarify... for those councillors who are unable to speak, can another councillor speak for them?
Oh, yes. I think there's a couple instances where this, and they've already been spoken to me with this. Again,
yeah.
I'm reluctant to do this when people aren't aware of what's going on, but it's my understanding that Councillor Grilke has provided Councillor Bannister with a speaking point, so I'm going to permit that, and as well that Councillor Kwan is without a voice, so if Councillor Kwan wants to provide another member around her or myself with what she wants to say, I'm happy to allow that. Okay, with that, we will start with our 30 seconds, starting with Councillor Mohammed.
Yeah, so something very close to my heart is childcare. The SU doesn't have a political policy on childcare. The wait time for on-campus childcare is 1.5 to 2 years. If I'm on this committee, this is something I will do. I'm just going to sit on it and put it on my resume. Also, there's other political policies that I want to look at, but primarily it's childcare. Those of you who are running because you want to do something and just not for the prestige of this position. Thank you.
Councillor Bannister on behalf of Councillor Grilke.
Yes.
So, Councillor Grilke is returning councillor. She sat on council last year. She also ran for VP Academic. She's unable to be here because she's at the Model UN in New York. She goes to Augustana, the campus, and last year she actually wrote all the policies and bylaws for the Augustana campus. She's incredibly dedicated, comes to every meeting, even though she has an hour-long drive. I highly encourage you to vote for her. I think she's a great choice.
Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
I'm very interested in this committee. I think I have a great mind for all things transparent, accountable, and fairness. In my work that I do for the government of Alberta, part of my job is to interpret provincial legislation and develop departmental policy and procedures. As well, I have contributed to multiple student groups in drafting the Constitution. I think I will bring a lot to the table, and I hope you guys vote for me. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a third-year returning councillor. I sat on policy last year. I was on three task force, tuition, scholarship universities, and transit. I love policy. It's something I'm really passionate about, something I want to keep working on. I think it's really important to have the perspective of a counselor who's not on main campus, someone who's from campus St. John or Augustana. So I think I bring that perspective. I also sit on a board that handles a $500,000 budget that is a provincial youth organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Podolsky.
Well, what I bring to the table is I helped draft a new constitution and policy document for a faculty association, the ESA, Education Student Association. I've been specifically dove into a lot of the policies that SU has, but hopefully when I get elected, that I will take a look at those and make some changes that I want to.
Thank you. Councillor Garr.
Hey, I think... I have a mindset of dealing with policies and things. And to be honest, for the past year, I've been involved in classroom students and the creation of ISA. So looking at the current committee and past committees, it has been seen a trend that less students are coming to classroom students on the council. So I think if we have more classrooms, better. And let's see how it goes and hope it goes good. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kwan. Oh, yes, Councillor Zhang for Councillor Kwan. My apologies.
In the past, Councillor Kwan has been pretty involved in a lot of student associations and groups in terms of governance. She feels like she will bring in a lot of different perspectives and voices from around campus, which will be able to capture policy in its whole. She feels like she will be contributing to the committee and making really effective policy and making sure that everything is transparent, accountable, and fair.
Thank you. Councillor Huang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and hello, everyone. I'm James Huang. So I think I would be a good fit for policy committee because I'm really passionate about academic materials. I know that academic materials policy is coming into renew this year as well, and I really want to push for affordable textbooks. And also another policy that's coming for review is the sustainability policy, and I really want to advocate for, you know, sustainability stuff. So vote for me.
Thank you. Councillor Jettick.
As a political science student, I'm really familiar with policy. I'm also president of the Ukrainian Student Society, and I've redrafted and rewritten our constitution year after year to meet SGS standards, so I'm really familiar with doing stuff like that. So I think I bring that to the table as well. Just a passion for SU policy. I've been openly critical of some of SU policy, and so really would love to be involved with that firsthand. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Allard.
So the policy committee was the committee that I hoped to sit on most when I ran. I ran on a platform of working with the SU's sustainability policy, and I, although don't have much direct policy experience beyond some study groups, I have studied policy in my degree and will likely find myself, and hope to find myself working with policy in my future career.
Thank you. And Councillor Batia.
This is my first year sitting as council, and when looking at all the committees, this is probably the one that interested me the most and the only one that I'm going to run for. It's because I'm interested in all the things that policy committee encompasses, and one thing that I want to work towards is regulating the market modifier fee, which was mentioned by Vice President Kinda's platform, and that's something that I want to work towards if I sit on the policy.
Thank you. Okay, so as I mentioned, we have 11 folks for 6 seats. So you can vote up to 6 times. You can vote fewer than 6 times if you want, but you can't vote more than 6 times. Are there any questions about how voting will take place? Councillor McDoom.
I can't really remember who's going to have the candidates 6 times.
Sure, if candidates just want to give a wave or stand, or just give a wave and or give, put your hand up so that we know who's who. Maybe for a couple seconds, just so that people know. So again, Councillor Mohammed, Councillor Gruelke, who's not here, Councillor Zhang, Councillor Champagne, Councillor Fedosky, Councillor Gar, Councillor Kwan, Councillor Huang, Councillor Jaddick, Councillor Allard, and Councillor Batia. Okay? And we will vote in that particular order. So we do the good old-fashioned put your heads down and throw your hand up on instances you want to vote. And please put your hand all the way up. Sometimes I get sort of a halfsies and I don't know what's going on, so... Okay. So, votes, if you wouldn't mind... Either putting your head down or covering your eyes, either or is acceptable. Just it's the idea is that this is a secret process. Council, if you'd like to vote for Councillor Mohammed, please raise your placard or your hand. Thank you. Hands down. All those in favor of Councillor Gruelke, please raise your hand. Thank you. Hands down. All those in favor of Councillor Zhang. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Champagne, please raise your hands. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Fedosky, please raise your hand.
Sure.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Gar, please raise your hands. If you wouldn't mind keeping your head down, thank you. Keep your hands up, sorry, if you want to vote. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Kwan, please raise your hand or placard. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Huang. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Jaddick. Thank you. All those in favor of Councillor Allard? Thank you. And all those in favor of Councillor Batia? Thank you, hands down. You can open your eyes. Wakey, wakey, everybody. That's longer than they usually go. All right, just give me a second here. While I... Councillor MacDoom? Councillor Kwan is right there. Yeah, it was a lot of names. Apologies. Just give me one sec while I tabulate this.
But I was in, this is actually the first year I've taken five every. I've decided to take five in law.
Folks, the reason why this is taking me so long, I just want to double-check the rules. The 6th and 7th, essentially we have a tie at the 6th place, so I need to figure out the procedure. So give me, just bear with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a run around, yeah, so I don't know what else to do. Yeah. Okay, folks, I just want to check a couple things in Robert's rules. The way we handle nominations, typically votes in Robert's rules are sort of for or against something, as opposed to voting on a bunch of different people at one time sort of thing. Robert's rules does allow the provision of nominations in the way we do it, but based on my reading and my knowledge from the past as well, Robert's rules doesn't actually provide a provision for breaking ties in that specific scenario. As such, normally, essentially where the rules are silent, the speaker can decide, and in fact it clarifies that in Robert's rules in that particular point too, that it's essentially the assembly itself that can decide what to do. What I'm going to go ahead with, barring any challenge from to the chair, is essentially a runoff vote between the two folks that would be there, where the five people that reached above that would be automatically acclaimed, and that we would have a runoff vote between those two folks where every member of council gets one vote each. If you have an objection to that method, raise it now or forever hold your peace. Okay, we're going to go ahead with that. Okay, so here are the folks that have been elected so far. Okay, congratulations to Councillor Champagne, Councillor Grulke, Councillor Zhang, Councillor Mohammed, and Councillor Batia. Now, the two folks that we are going to have a runoff with are Councillor Kwan and Councillor Allard. So, again, what we're going to do is there a point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
Councillor Mactoon? Again, Councillor Kwan and Councillor Allard, do you want to just raise your hand so that we know who you are?
Okay.
Thank you. You'll get to know each other better, and in fact, a great example of why we do the retreat at the start of the spring term, so it's a great opportunity to do so. Councillor Mohammed, is that a point of parliamentary inquiry? I'm not going to do it, but you can move to suspend the rules to allow it if you would prefer to do it.
I'd just like to get refreshed on my
Sure, so do you want to make such a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so a move to suspend standing orders that would allow each of those two to do another 30-second spiel. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Garb, thank you very much. Not debatable, not amendable. All those in favor of the motion to allow for a 30-second spiel? All those opposed? Okay, I gotta do it once more. Sorry. All those in favor? All those opposed? That just squeaks by, 19 to 9. Okay, so we will allow them each to have a 30-second spiel. Councillor Kwan, do you want to give your time to Councillor Zhang again? If you just, again, want to provide the spiel for Councillor Kwan, I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Councillor Kwan, working with her, she has been an exceptional candidate in her campaign. She is able to observe shrewd details of certain governance and procedural that other people cannot notice. I feel like she would be a very good candidate in this position. She has plenty of experience around the faculties and around student groups, and I think that she will be a suitable candidate for this committee.
Thank you. Councillor Allard. Oh, hold on. Order. Yeah, go ahead.
Say the same thing we said before.
You're welcome to change it up. You're welcome to say the same thing.
Okay, so policy committee was the committee that I hoped to get on when I ran. I would bring to that committee not only just a passion for policy in general, reflected by what I study and what will be my future career path in government, but also specific interests in policy related to the SU's sustainability policies and policies around mental health. So.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. So again, each member is getting one vote this time, if you want to put your heads down again. Or close your eyes. Something to make it private. Please raise your placard for Councillor Kwan. Thank you. Placard's down. Please raise your placard for Councillor Allard. Thank you, hands down. Congratulations to Councillor Allard. So those are our six members of Policy Committee. We will proceed along to the Grant Allocation Committee. Soliciting nominations to the Grant Allocation Committee. Councillor Quang?
I'd like to nominate Councillor.
I'm sorry, Councillor Crutzy, do you accept? Councillor McCune? Sorry, folks, there's just a lot of shuffling going on. I was having trouble hearing. Councillor McToon, sir? Councillor, I'm sorry, I forget your name.
Gar,
thank you. Is it Gar or Garg? Okay. Thank you. Councillor Zhang?
I would like to nominate Councillor Chen.
Councillor Chen, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Bannister?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Huang.
Councillor Huang, do you accept? Thank you. Further nominations? Councillor Wong?
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Further nominations? We have five nominations and five seats available. Further nominations? Seeing none, we will close nominations. Congratulations to Councillor Kutsi, Councillor Gar, Councillor Chen, Councillor Huang, and Councillor Wong. With that, we're going to go on to the Elections Review Committee. Again, there's, again, to clarify, five up to one exempt. Councillor Bannister.
I'd like to nominate myself.
All right. Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kwan.
Councillor Kwan, you accept. Councillor Bannister.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Drilke.
Councillor Drilke, again, I assume you're talking to her. Councillor Morse.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor Champagne.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Podolsky.
Councillor Podolsky. Thank you. President Lau.
I'd like to nominate myself. Thank you.
Further nominations? Okay, seeing none, we will close nominations. We have six nominations for five seats, so we will do the 30-second spiel. Yes. And we will begin in the order that I just went in. Councillor Bannister.
Hello, everyone. So I'm very interested in the Election Review Committee. I've been really involved in the creation of this survey, and if elected, I really want to work on analyzing the results of that survey in the upcoming year. I also think the Election Review Committee can have a higher presence in the process of hiring the Chief Returning Officer. I'd like to see that move be made more towards the Election Review Committee in the future. Please choose me. I really want to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kwan, go ahead.
One of the major things Councillor Kwan would like to work on if selected to sit on the Election Review Committee is to focus more on bylaws in elections surrounding social media. Since social media has become a major medium where people communicate ideas, and after the 2014-15 election has completed, it is evident that current bylaws require some polishing. In the past, I have been part of student groups as executive responsible for polishing elections procedures to ensure that group will have an effective and efficient transition. Hence, I feel like I have the qualifications to do an efficient job on the Election Review Committee. And speaking as a...
Thank you. Councillor Bannister, are you speaking on behalf of Councillor Grilke again?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Councillor Grilke
just involved with an executive election for vice president academic. She's very interested in specifically the new allotment that Election Review Committee has to look over the policies and feels she'd be a good choice to represent especially Augustana and elections in general.
Thank you. Councillor Morris.
So, like Councillor Bannister, I sat on Earth this past year. I'm working on a survey as well as changes to Earth to make it more with me sitting on it again, I would like to continue that work to make sure it's a feasible committee and working on analyzing the data, as well as making sure the committee can function better with the CRO and the election office.
Thank you. Councillor Fidowski.
The reason I want to sit on this committee is that I feel like the elections this year ran pretty rocky, to say the least. And I feel like there's a lot of bylaws that we could take a look at to smooth things out, and especially with the CRO and different things around that.
Thank you. President Lau.
I'm really happy with the five candidates that are running for Earth. I personally now think that my time could be better spent. Mm-hmm. But I would like to give them a gentle reminder to work on the elections review, to work on the elections processes, to look at what disqualifies the candidate and what in order so that we can remove barriers to participation.
Thank you, President. I was somewhat confused. Are you withdrawing your nomination or are you retaining it? Okay, you're withdrawing your nomination? Okay. That being said, we now have an acclamation. So congratulations to Councillor Vaughan, Brody, Morris, and Fidowski. And that takes us to nominating committee, which is 7 members. Soliciting nominations to nominating committee. Councillor Bannister. Sorry, I should know that. I was looking for your name tag. My apologies. It's been a long night.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Huang.
Councillor Huang, do you accept?
Sure.
Thank you. Councillor Sleeman.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you.
For
nominating committee. This is nominating committee. Councillor Gar.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor Mohammed.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you. Councillor Farooq?
I'd like to nominate myself, please.
Thank you. Councillor Champagne?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kutz.
Councillor Kutz?
I'll accept.
Thank you. Further nominations?
Point of information?
Yes.
How many candidates?
We have 7 candidates.
Four.
7 seats. Don't necessarily want to discourage nominations. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll close nominations. Congratulations to Councillors Bannister, Wayne, Stephen, Jar, Ahmed, Farooq, and Lucy. With that, we are at the end of our agenda session, and I'd look favorably upon a motion to adjourn. Councillor Bannister, seconded by Councillor Morris. Thank you very much. All those in favor? Those opposed? Thank you. That motion carries. The last thing we do is we take attendance before the meeting ends. President Lau.
Present.
Vice President Ordzuk. Vice President Kinda.
Here.
Vice President Hodgson.
Present.
Vice President Diaz. Vice President Diaz is here. Governor Hansra. Councillor Allard.
Present.
Councillor Chen.
Present.
Councillor Bannister.
Present.
Councillor Mohammed.
Present.
Councillor Sleeman.
Present.
Councillor Zhang.
Here.
Councillor Jaddick.
Present.
Councillor Grilke. Councillor Bryce. Councillor Babatunde. Councillor Horvat.
Present.
Councillor Fidowski.
Present.
Councillor Jacobson.
Here.
Councillor Wong.
Here.
Councillor Garg.
Present.
Councillor Gar.
Present.
Councillor Khan.
Here.
Councillor Krutzi. Councillor Morris. Councillor MacDoom.
Yes.
Councillor Bhatia. Councillor Hooper.
Yes.
Councillor Champagne.
Yes.
Councillor Vinchik. Councillor Zenadine. Councillor Kwan is here, thank you. Councillor Peak. Councillor Huang.
Present.
Councillor Huang, you were here for first attendance, weren't you? Yeah, sorry, I just forgot to mark you. Councillor Farooq.
Yep.
Councillor Hudson.
Yep.
And I am here.
Also, if you haven't and you still want to get some surveys and coupons to help out ERC, please do. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure working with you for my short tenure with your council. Your new speaker will... Your new speaker will take over next meeting. In the meantime, while we do the transition, you're welcome to get in touch with either of us while we're doing that transition. As well, if you haven't done so yet, please fill out that Students Council information form, and please bring your placards back down here, because we hold on to them, and we'll bring them back to the next meeting. Please also clean up after yourselves. We end up having to... last year's council. You guys aren't as bad as last year's council, we always had to clean up after, so... but, you know, President Lau is always here to clean up after early this year, right? And I will stick around for a few minutes if any of you have any questions as to what we did tonight or whatnot. Just let me know.
My dear friend Craig.
Sorry, what am I supposed to fill out again? I filled out one thing.
I can fill that out.
Okay, just grab one of these. Yeah, it's just basically for our records. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going back tonight?
I am. Sure, where am I leaving? I'm leaving them with the
story. Yeah.
For you, especially after I forgot you. Oops, yeah. Hardly would have asked me, so just go
that. There's no way. Hey man, I was wondering, can you like sometime like anytime this weekend or next week or whenever? I just want to talk to you and get your like
I'd be happy to. I am leaving the country Friday for a week, so I can't do it before then, but I'm gonna be back when I think it's the 13th or so. So feel free to email me. Speaker@su.gov.
I wasn't prepared for like a second.
Okay, cool. And yeah, we set up time.
Thanks a lot, man. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's great. Everything is good then?
Yep, you betcha.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah, I'm about to.